Good afternoon and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Shane Matsoyane, bringing you yet another episode of the weekend special. Today we speak to SuperSport United CEO Stan Matthews. We also have some preview of the MTN 8 semi-finals happening this weekend, where Mamelodi Sundowns will be taking on their cross rivals SuperSport United. There's another semi-final fixture between Polokwane City and Highlands Park at the Peter Mokaba Stadium tomorrow at 3. It is 30th August 2019. And this is the weekend special.
Sokala Duma Radio.
On the line, we are joined by the CEO of SuperSport United, Mr. Stan Matthews. Mr. Stan, welcome and thank you very much for joining us on SL Radio.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks for having me.
By SuperSport United standards, the team didn't have a very good 2018-19 season. Over the years, the club have been known as the team that wins silverware season in, season out. How would you sum up the previous season of the team?
We weren't that disappointed. I mean, obviously, losing in the MTN final was a disappointment. We were the holders and we wanted to retain it. But, you know, hats off to Cape Town City, and we had a solid top six finish in Caetano's very first season as a head coach. So we actually were quietly pleased with the way the season went. Obviously, we would have loved to have won a trophy, but, you know, realistically, you know, we've been punching above our weight. Mm. And there's no way we would be putting unnecessary pressure on the coach and the squad, especially last year when we blooded a few youngsters and consolidated a little bit in terms of the team. So last season, actually, we were quietly pleased, with one eye to this season to see how we could perform. So the second season is always the real test for a head coach. And that's going to be Caetano's test. And, you know, so far, and he started quite nicely.
Yeah, and obviously things have changed this season. Some new faces were brought into the team. You are also in the semi-finals of the MTN 8 and doing pretty well in the league. The good start, also the management of the club were hoping for, I believe.
Yeah, look, it's only the start of the season, so you can't get too excited about stuff. And, you know, we dropped points against Chiefs that in the end we could have stolen all three. Mm. And we walked away with one. So in a way, we can feel a little bit grumpy about those 2 points, because it's not often you get a shot from 12 yards to take the points against Chiefs in injury time. But okay, that's what it was. We're there, and we've got Sundowns, Chiefs, Pirates and Barocco away. Mm. So to come through those fixtures with 7 points, I think we're happy. And to be in the semi-finals after beating a very good Vitz team. The Sundowns game is a free hit for us, because I think we've only won two of our last 11 against them. And the expectation, I guess, from betting fraternity would be that they're overwhelming favourites. So we've got nothing to lose, and we've got a good spirit in the camp. So I don't think that there's a more motivated bunch of boys who want to go out and turn Sundowns over and get to our third final in a row.
Mr. Matthews, the departure of a midfielder like Uyayeli Cholenyane will obviously leave any team with a lot of scratching of the head. Many people would expect the team to make a top big name signing after releasing a player like Uyayeli Cholenyane. Will the team be making any signing as a replacement for Yeye?
No, I think I made it very clear even two seasons ago that part of the reason of retaining Yeye for the extra year, because you know, he's a fantastic influence to the players around him, and I felt that he would add tremendous value to the likes of Jamie Webber and Sipho Mbule and Teboho Mokoena. And I think that you're seeing that now. You know, from our point of view, it's not easy to let a player like Yeye go with all his experience and his ability and his influence in the dressing room. And the fact that, you know, we have a vision for him to, you know, potentially be coaching in our academy structure down the line. So it wasn't an easy thing, but he still wanted to play. And we felt as a club, our time had come now to give the youngsters a run and to float game time. You know, if, instead of 1,500 or 1,900 minutes going to Yeye, it's much better for our football club for 950 minutes to go to Sipho Mbule and 950 minutes to go to Jamie Webber and to Teboho Mokoena of the world. Those are assets for the future. Those are assets that we will be able to transfer in the future, either to Europe or locally for big money. Whereas, you know, Yeye is in his mid-30s, no return on investment. unfortunately, you know, it's also business, and you have to look at the reality of the situation. And that was that it was time for New Year's to be born. And we think in Tipo Mbuli and Teboho Mokoena and Jamie Webber, we've got three potential years. So, you know, clogging up a space in that area, we just felt we didn't want to do. So, you know, that's the rotation of the squad. We're in that situation now where we have to look ahead to players like Bashira. You know, we can't expect him to carry on being our first choice left back forever. So we're already in that process of looking now what we can bring in January to make some shuffles for next year. And we've got that evolutionary approach with the club, as opposed to what you see out there with teams signing 8, 9, 10, 11 players. We've brought in really Gabuza Mahachi Kalinga. It's not been a very big transfer window for us because we've been planning some of the changeover of personnel for the past two seasons.
And talking about Gabuza and Mahachi, I mean, the team made those two shock signings a few weeks ago. I'd say a shock because not many people expected the moves. How did those moves come about, Mr. Matthews?
Mahachi, someone we've always been interested in. When he first came to the country, we were one of the clubs that was trying to sign him, and we missed out. He's a player that we've liked, and from our side, we wanted to beef up the wide areas. That's why we've gone for Kalinga and Mahachi, so that we can use Evans Riziki as a striker when we need to, and as a wide player when we need to. And now, instead of being kind of a one-trick pony team, having to play 4-3-3, we can also play 4-4-2. And mix it up a little bit. So we wanted to add wide players, and you know, Mahachi didn't get a lot of game time at Pirates. And as I say, he's a nice age, 27, and a player that we've liked for a long time. In Kabuza, you know, the type of striker that we've always liked. I mean, if you go back to the time when we won the three league championships, we had a Glenn Salmon playing up front for us, and we've had Mama Niang playing up front for us. A hold up type of bustly striker. We've had Kingston and Carter in the past. Last year, Makupu came in and added a lot of value to us in the second half of the season. So we wanted to get a South African strong hold-up striker, and Gabuza kind of ticked those boxes. And even though he had a couple of challenges at Pirates, his attitude, his work rate, and his ability, you know, something that we thought could add value to the club. So they were pretty easy signings in a way for us. Kalinga's been at us before.
Yeah.
And we know him and his character and the type of player that he is. So to give him a chance was also something that we're happy to do. You know, that's where we've sat. So we haven't gone for big sweeping squad changes. And I don't think that we're going to be that kind of club that you're going to see 8, 9, 10 shuffle out of us. We'll be two or three a window and gradually tweak the squad.
Those two signings, Gabuza and Mahachi, came with a lot of talk, with a lot of rumors bundling around. And there were even talks that Pirates were going to get a player in return from SuperSport United. And the name Bradley Grobler was mentioned. Were the signings of Gabuza and Mahachi straight sales signings from Pirates to SuperSport?
Yes, they were straight sales, and there was nothing going the other way. And Pirates have expressed interest in Bradley in the past. It's not something that we would rule out for the future. I've always said to Bradley, he's been with us a long time. He's probably not got many moves left. He's in his 30s. But, you know, we've sat patiently for a long time through many, many Bradley injuries. And the board felt that, you know, we've still got unfinished business with Bradley. We need to win at least another trophy with him. You know, if he can help us, as he's been doing now, to win another trophy, then if a big move comes along for him down the line with sufficient time for us to be able to replace him, that's also important. You know, we went into preseason just with Bradley. Fahrile Kea, our other striker from last year, gone to Wits. Makupu gone back to Wits. James Keane, you know, contract not renewed. So, you know, we were seriously staring down the barrel of one striker at that time before we got Gabuza. And even now, we're thin up front. So it's not that we're a club that can just cut Bradley loose and then scratch our heads where we're going to get a striking option. But I think if we can go on and win the MTN or the Telkom and a big move comes along for Bradley and we can line up an appropriate replacement. We haven't ruled out a move for Bradley. And I think, you know, we want to be fair with all our players, give them targets. And we did that with Jeremy. And although it didn't really work out so well for him, you know, the same principle applies. For Bradley, though, he's still got 3 years left in his contract with us. So it's not that we looking to move Bradley by any means. We're just as likely to extend Bradley as to sell him. But we have given him an undertaking that if a very big money move comes in for him and we you know, can't match those numbers, that we would potentially look to let him, you know, earn one big move. But, you know, that's all speculation and hypothetical and down the line. Right now he's really happy. He's in a great space. He's scoring goals. He's in the national team. You know, I don't think that a move is anywhere near Bradley's head. I think he wants to help us win the MTN and do well in the league and then let life take care of itself.
So far there hasn't been any big money offer for Bradley Grobler from any team to SuperSport United.
No.
Now.
And even if there was, we wouldn't sell him now because I can't replace him now.
Wow.
So you know what I mean? If I'm going to line up a sale of Bradley, it's going to be done well in advance, giving me at least, you know, 3-4 months to be able to know what type of striker, what type of resources will I have to go and replace Bradley. We can't just let go of Bradley and I say, how am I going to replace him and what's it going to cost? So those are all the kind of calculations that we would do before the board would give me a mandate to say, right, this is the price that we would have to sell Bradley for and who's happy to pay that price and where's Bradley happy to go. And as I say, the likelihood of all of those discussions is that Bradley stays and sees out his career at SuperSport and, you know, stays on at the club. He's been with us a long time. We've known him since he was a young lad at Platinum Stars and Silver Stars. He's doing well with us and he's happy with us. So, you know, we don't try to get caught up too much in all the media speculation. The principles are the same for all players. It includes Modiba, Mokwena. They must help us win things. And when the time's right and the moves are right for them and right for us, then, you know, we've shown, I think, with more than 20 players currently playing in the PSL at the highest level, 7 or 8 of them at Sundown, that we're prepared to release players when the time's right. But we won't have players talk their way out of our club. They're going to play their way out. And that is through effort, application, good professional attitude on and off the field. And most important of all, helping us win trophies. And if the players do that and good things come along for them in their lives, they deserve it. And we're all there for moves first to Europe because we feel that that's the potential of where some of our players should be playing. And Aubrey Modiba should be playing in Europe, not worrying if he's going to become another Aubrey Ngoma at Mamelodi Sundowns, you know, or another Jeremy Brocky, the list is endless. So why should we want Aubrey Modiba to go anywhere except Europe and play at his highest level? That's what he wants. That's what we want. A local sale is always a second option. You know, when we sold the likes of Dane Clate and Kermit and all those players locally, it was after they had not made overseas moves. And, you know, for us, players like Mbuli, Mokwena and Modiba have got potential to play in Europe. So we're not really concerned at all about selling them in the local market, unless they go to Europe a couple times and they don't make it. But they've got a great attitude and they've helped us win things. Then why shouldn't they be able to, you know, double and treble their earnings elsewhere when they've been through that process? But we can't have players coming to our club and one season later they want to double and treble their earnings and it's like, you know, we're just a step ladder for players and we're not building anything as a football club. Our players like Ronwyn Williams, who's been loyal to us since he was 12 years old. He's been at our club since he's 12 years old. He wants to see the club bringing in players, holding on to players, bringing in good players and holding on to the best ones we've got. And we're not going to be able to build a club and have a sustainable club, a strong club, if every time, you know, one of our rich brothers comes along and sees a player that they like and they want to just come and pluck them from us after one season or one game or Our purpose as a football club is not to be a scouting platform for our city brothers or anybody else in the league. We're trying to build a football club. We're trying to have a good football club that our shareholders, our fans, all of us at the football club, our sponsors, we can be proud of. That's what we want. So we're not just a vegetable shop where people can come and pluck the best fruit every a season, because they feel that those players should be playing in a different jersey.
One player that I want to talk about now is Aubrey Modiba. Is his situation the same at the club as Bradley Grobler?
Yeah, just what I've said to you now. Aubrey has an international buyout clause in his contract. And that was designed specifically for the purpose that we all want Aubrey to go and play in Europe, because that's what his talent deserves. And that's what he has the ability to do. And he's a young guy. He's 24 years old. He's got the world at his feet. He's far from being at his best. And even before being at his best, look at his achievements already in terms of goals and assists over the past two seasons. So Aubrey's got a lot of gas left in him. He needs to step up and deliver the performances we believe he can. He's capable of 10 goals, 10 assists. When Aubrey squeezes those 10 goals and 10 assists out of himself, please believe me, he will be in the national team. And please believe me, he will be going to Europe on a very reasonable buyout clause. But we're not going to have Aubrey with 3 years left of his contract with us. And by the way, on his third contract, Aubrey joined us two and a half seasons ago. He's already had two new contracts in front of him. And, he's got 3 years left on his current contract. We're in no rush to sell Aubrey. And we're not going to sell him locally. So his targets are to go overseas. He knows the pathway to get there. Very simple. Score goals, make goals, get into the national team. Once Aubrey's in the national team, there's no way on earth that a European club isn't going to come in and take him out on a very reasonable buyout that he has. And that's what we want, even if that amount is half what we could get in the local market.
There was talk of Aubrey Modiba being rumored to be wanted by Mamelodi Sundowns, your rivals, you should just call now your big, rich brothers. There were even talks of SuperSport United being interested in the
same. They're not just my big, rich brothers. They're my rich, successful brothers. And they deserve all their success. I don't begrudge it at all. But it isn't good when it comes to disrupt our club. I've got a player that has 3 years left on his contract. I don't think that he should be interfered with.
And were SuperSport United interested in the services of Ulaki Mohumi from Sundowns at any stage?
Yes, we still are. We're not going to be trading. we're not going to be trading one of our stellar assets for players that have been sitting on the bench for 2 years. So if we could get Lucky out on a reasonable basis, we made an effort, we failed. So we've had to move on. But, Lucky is somebody that was on our radar. Sundowns have made it very clear, if I'm not going to trade them players, then they're not releasing players to me. And I respect that, and I've moved on. I just wish it was, reciprocal, because we need to have respect for one another and our players who are under contract. So they've said no, so we've closed the door. We're not sending Lucky SMSs every day.
Thabo Mnyamani, there were rumors of him being linked with the new boys, Stellenbosch. There were also some strong links with him moving to Pirates at some stage. How is his situation at the club?
Thabo struggled a lot with injuries over the past 2 years. 2 years ago in the MTN final, he scored the goal that got us back in when we won it, and he got injured in that game. And since then, he's had a really, really bad time with injuries. He hasn't been able to be himself. So you've seen in the game time, it's dried up. There has been interest from Thabo, but we've had one approach from Stellenbosch. But to be honest, they couldn't afford his wages. And he's not a player that we are desperate to just get rid of. If he finds his form where he was before, he's one of the best players in the country. So we want to give him a chance to try and be back at his best. He's been in the squad for the last three games. And hopefully when he gets his opportunity, he takes it. You know, he is a player that has been unsettled because of his injuries. And we'll have to see how that progresses during the year and where we go from there.
Wow. Mr. Matthews, thank you very much for taking your time and speaking to us here on SL Radio. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. All the best, man. Sokala Duma Radio.
The CEO of SuperSport United making it clear about the club's position on star striker Bradley Grobler and fullback Aubry Modiba. Well, we also have some preview of the game between Mamelodi Sundowns and SuperSport United, which is going to be played at Lucas Moripe Stadium on Sunday at 3. Both coaches attended the MTN 8 press conference at the PSL's head office in Houghton yesterday. And first up, we've got the coach of the home team, which is SuperSport United, Kaitano Tembo. The coach speaks about the readiness for this semi-final clash against Sundowns and how they are planning to manage the game at home against Sundowns.
It's going to be quite difficult, you know. We just came off a very tough game against, you know, Baroka, which took a lot, you know, from the players as well. So we used today, probably and tomorrow, to try and recover, you know, so that we have enough energy. Players should be prepared for the MTN 8 against, you know, Sundowns. It's a game which we know that is played over two legs, so we'll need to manage the game, especially in the first leg playing at home, where we don't need to concede, you know, probably also get a goal or two. But the main thing is for us to manage the game and get a good result, which will give us an opportunity in the second leg.
He also talks about the importance of the MTN 8 trophy at SuperSport United, the possibility of playing three MTN 8 finals in three consecutive seasons, and how SuperSport has changed their approach since their opening game against Sundowns earlier this month.
Our attitude and my attitude is always to do well in each and every game which we play. But on a personal level, I think I would want, you know, to win something for the club, because I think I've got a good group of players. I've put together a bunch of good players, good professionals, and I think they also deserve, you know, to win something. And this cup gives us an opportunity, you know, to do that. We've been into the final the past 3 years, and we've won it once and lost it twice, I think. So again, another opportunity for us to win it. And only starts with a game against Sundowns on Sunday. And I think that's very important for us to really focus on that game, put out a performance which will give us an opportunity, you know, to get into the final.
Coach Tembo also highlighted the importance of having star striker Bradley Grobler injury-free and how glad he is that the team didn't sell him to Orlando Pirates. The coach also spoke fondly about midfielder Dean Furman and how he has been the spine of the team since he joined the team a few seasons ago.
The first game was always going to be difficult, you know, because of game time, because it was our first competitive game. Sometimes we have a good start, sometimes we have a bad start, but what was important for me in that game, it was the performance, the attitude towards the game from the players, the fitness levels of the players. And we could build from that performance, you know, going into the next game, and that's what we've been doing. It's always, there's always going to be a progression in terms of our performances. And if you look at that, from that game, a lot of players have also come into play. We've used quite a number of players in terms of managing the squad. And we're still early days. Young players coming in as well, doing the business. Sometimes they realize that you play one game, and the next game you're on the base. And next game you're not even playing a part. And always try and keep them on their toes so that they're always, you know, motivated, knowing that when they work well, they do well. They're always going to get an opportunity. In terms of our structure, we always knew that Bradley is a very important, you know, part, because he's got the qualities which we look for. He's one player we're not going to let go. The previous seasons, I think his head has been hampered by, you know, injuries. Fully fit Bradley is one of the, you know, top strikers in the country. You can see now he's had a very good start. You know, all we can do is to try and keep him, you know, fit, manage him properly so that he doesn't, you know, get injuries. But he looks in good condition, and that's what motivates me, because I know he plays a huge role in our attacking structure. In each and every structure, you need a spine. And Dean, Clayton, Bradley, don't win. You know, that's the spine of our structure. And it's easy for us, you know, to just fit in the rest of the puzzle because we've got the spine, we've got the structure. That's why sometimes we don't really go out and sign players or bring players, you know, just for the sake of bringing players, because we know we've got the spine, we've got the structure. We just need to bring the right players around our structure. That's why it's easy for our young players to come in and perform, you know, the way they are performing, because they are learning from the best. And we're privileged, you know, to have a player like him as a captain. And we would want also to, you know, keep him a little bit longer for, you know, at the club.
And lastly, the coach speaks about how he's managed to keep youngsters like Sipombule grounded over the years and how he gradually introduced him into the team with the likes of Aubrey Modiba and Tebogo Mokoena.
It's always difficult, but it's not only about me managing them, but it's also us in the club, the senior players which we have as well, because young players need to realize that you are always as good as your last game. And that's the message we always, you know, pass to them. You know, Sipo, everyone has been talking, you know, about Sipo, but people don't realize that Sipo has been in our structure for the past 3 years. He's played in the Confed Cup. He's even scored against TP Mazembe. And only now he's coming out of his shell. He's a little bit, came back a little bit mature, more consistent. And when we see that there is something wrong with the player, or the youngster, we try and withdraw him a little bit, you know, so that we give him a little bit time for him to focus on himself, on himself. And Jamie as well. Jamie has been around. Jones has been around. Tebza has been around. Aubrey has been around. Quite a few youngsters. We've got another one, center back, Luke Flairs as well. They're all youngsters, but you've got to have the right environment around them. You create an environment which is suitable for youngsters to come in there and learn. A learning environment, and also a disciplined environment. But you've got to have the right players, the right, you know, senior players around them who they can learn from.
And now we move on and hear from Mamelodi Sundowns coach Pitso Mosimane and skipper Hlompho Kekana. Coach Pitso talks about facing their informed rival SuperSport United, saying they showed resilience when they beat both Orlando Pirates and Witwatersrand 3-0 respectively, and how coach Kaitano Tembo has done well for SuperSport United so far this season.
Playing a very tough opponent, it's local derby, it's never easy. We play a team on form, a team that showed that they have resistance against us, they have resistance against Orlando Pirates, they showed resistance against the Chiefs. They're a strong team, but we hope we do well, because it's an away game for us. If we can score on an away game, it will give us an advantage, but also we should not concede goals. So we don't have to be too emotional about the first game, because we still have a chance to correct in the second game. But at the same time, sometimes you need to take the game earlier than waiting for the second game. Yeah, Kaitan has done well in the team. They work hard. They found a good balance in their team with Infermen and the young Mbole in the midfield. We've got good strikers. Kambuse is on form, scoring goals. Khrobla is on form, scoring goals. Rusike is also making the team. Kuda is good. Grant is a little bit stable. Bongani is there with Clinton at centre-back. And Zimbabwe at left-back. And the goalkeeper is good. He's on top four. So probably that's the team they play. But you never know. They've been good. But we haven't done bad goals for ourselves. I think we're averaging 2 goals per game now. If we just can keep consistent, could be good. No, tough game.
Club captain Hlompho Kekana also chipped in with a few words and spoke about what is expected against Matsatsansa and that they know the strengths of SuperSport United.
Yeah, I think we're very fresh coming from that match. In our minds, we know very well what is expected from us and what we have to do to really, really win the match on Sunday. We know their strength, and we know that Kabuza and Khopla are on top form at the moment. They're scoring goals. So it's a two-leg match where we can't be naive and try to do something that we have never done before. We just have to try and make sure that we play our normal game, and at the same time, not forgetting that we still have the second leg.
Mosimane also spoke highly of star midfielder Themba Zwane and how important he has been for the team this season. The coach also reveals what Zwane told him at the beginning of the season.
We're lucky to have important players popping up in matches because our team is not based on one person. Yeah, he started well, he's playing well. This year he says he wants to score more goals and he says he wants to be a player of the year or something, you know. And he's put a good shift even last year. But I think he was rewarded by being nominated because for me, once you're nominated, it means you're already a winner or you've already won. That's why you're nominated. And he was top goal scorer last year of CAF Champions League as a winger. That really shows that he scores a lot of goals and he's doing exceptionally well. We just hope we don't lose him with injuries because we've got a lot of this.
The rise of new youngster Keletso Magalwa has left Coach Pitso with nothing but praise for the youngster. The coach talks about the hard work that Magalwa has put in since pre-season at the club. Pitso also talks about the brilliance of Musa Lebusa since he joined Masandawana.
Keletso had a very good pre-season when we had the 9 players out of the pre-season when we were preparing. It was a blessing in disguise for me also to see what we have in the back, and he prepared very well. I thought we'd take him out on a loan again, but the way he worked so hard and scored goals in the preseason made me change my mind. And I told him when we were in week 2 to say, I said, if he keeps going the way he was going, he will stay and compete and not go out on a loan. And he did exactly that, and we kept him. He was like a super sub for us. Whenever he came on, he turned it on. But we don't have him now, you know. And I think yesterday you could see that in the last 15, 20 minutes, we needed Keletso to come up, or we needed the Pakamani to come up. Because at one stage, Bloom Celtic was playing, the defense was pushing high up. And there was a lot of space behind that we could exploit. But we didn't have the legs that much to can do that. Yeah. Musa Lebusa, yeah. I think he competes with Tyson Mbafana. He competes with Butler. He scores goals, stable, he's not slow, he combats well. He brings all the balls up, he brings them back. I mean, with the headers, he's never panicky, he passes well. So I think, and he's got the right age. I think probably Mulifi Tseki would look at it different. I think he competes with Tyson and Butler, and he has played big games now. He's played Champions League with us. He went to Ali with us. He went to Wydad with us. He didn't play small games. He played big games. And we bring these youngsters because we tell them that when you come to us, you will win trophies and you'll play big games. And same as Rivaldo, Lebo, Pakamani, come and win trophies with us. And we have given them that.
And here, the coach talks about how he wants to win the MTN 8, the importance of the CAF Champions League, and why the Nedbank Cup is his favorite cup competition.
You've got to respect the teams and their ambitions. SuperSport says they want to win the league. You've got to respect that. So don't even look at the cup only. I know SuperSport is a cup team because I started this cup team with SuperSport. Until Gav came in and then he won the league, which he raised the bar a little bit higher. And Champions League, SuperSport has always played Champions League. I was there playing Champions League in group stages a long time. But everybody's got objectives, you know. Mayon Dob says he's winning the league. Why not? Gavin Hunt says he's winning the league. He said it openly. So we should respect that. Even Baroka said it. No, they did. Why not? They're right. We want to win the league also, you know. Pirates hasn't said they want, never said it. Until they say they want to win the league, maybe they will win it, you know. We want to win top 8. If you don't want to win top 8, we wouldn't play the way we play when we play top 8. It's just eluding us, this cup. We don't know what's wrong with this cup. But I knew the reasons behind before, why. But hopefully this time we can have it in the pocket. I like the Nedbank. The Nedbank is my favorite cup. Because look where Dance Malesela is now. National agenda. It's beautiful. So I like the Nedbank Cup. I'm not saying I don't like MTN 8. Please don't misquote. I like it because I said it's value for money.
And lastly, Coach Pitso is asked about the vacant Bafana Bafana coaching job, why he will never go back and coach Bafana again, and how grateful he is about his time at SAFA during the FIFA World Cup as assistant coach and head coach thereafter.
I've done Bafana. I've had my share. I was there 5 years. I've benefited a lot at SAFA. What was not nice is the way it happened when they sent me. I don't believe a coach who plays 2 years and lose 2 games should be fired. And I was said to be fired by a taxi owner. And I was said to be fired by a priest. And I was said to be fired by a chief, a traditional chief. So I even begged them when they fired me. I said, don't fire me. I've got a lot to offer. I know what I'm doing. I said, I need to prepare the team properly. Let's see who we have abroad. Serrero, I brought Kemet Erasmus, I brought Adile Jari, I brought the young one, Dalian Klassen. I brought the young generation that came from the under-23s, that came from Cerame. And because we were drawing and drawing and drawing, those people are the ones who are responsible to hire and fire. Do they understand? They don't understand. I mean, what do they do Monday to Friday to can decide on a football matter? They don't have the ability. It's unbelievable. So I was sad, and I begged them. I said, no, leave me. I know what I'm doing. Give me a chance. I've got more. So do I want to be in that situation again? Because that situation is still the same. I don't want to be there. You know, I'm happy at Sundowns. I've got my Champions League, which is my Cup of Nations. I got my World Cup, which is my World Cup. I went to Japan. I was with the captain. Unbelievable experience. And we're playing our qualifiers every time. So we are happy. So I'm happy at Sundowns. I'm loved at Sundowns.
And that was the coach of Mamelodi Sundowns, Pitso Mosimane, and his club captain, Hlompho Kekana. And now we have come to the end of the weekend special. But please don't forget to grab your copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for just 4 rand. There are two very exciting and mouth-watering interviews that you don't want to miss out. There's Mpho Makola chatting with our editor, Vianney Joni. In this interview, Bibo opens up about his time at Pirates and how he felt leaving the Buccaneers. And another interview is with former Kaizer Chiefs striker Gustavo Pires. The striker talks to the legendary Masebe Qhena, where there's a headline that reads, Solinas lied to me. Now go there and grab your copy of Sokala Duma at all leading retail stores, your bus stations, your taxi rank, and at some local spaza shop. Well, we have come to the end of the episode. From myself, Shane Matsoyane, and my producer, Simon Streller, have a wonderful weekend.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.